We are pleased to be joined alongside by Kapuskasing Mayor Dave Plourde in our weekly discussion with him. Mayor Plourde, some municipalities aren't in a position like Kapuskasing to tell its residents and businesses not to worry about certain payments, etc. Talk about the work done by previous councils, and you've been part of many of them, with the administrations to get us where we are today.
Well, first off, Dennis, I'd like to thank you for inviting me on the show. It's a real pleasure to come and speak with you every week. And as you know, Dennis, I've had the pleasure of being part of, eight different councils. But I find myself especially lucky to be part of this truly diverse and hardworking team. And so having said that, I think, you know, municipalities have some flexibility in regard to imposing fees and penalties, such as like the interest on overdue accounts, the permits that really permits us to offer some relief to our businesses and residents. And for the moment, I think small businesses really are the ones that are hit hard in this situation. And we really need to support them. And I strongly encourage our residents to support all our small businesses once they're back up and running. This council and previous councils are and were residents and business owners, so they're well aware of how hard it can be when the local economy is hurting. So our advantage really is that we're a small community. We are very supportive to our residents and to the well-being of our community. We have a great team working for the municipality, and this pandemic has created somewhat of a problem, but I think it's something that we can all overcome. I think, you know, staff has made recommendations to council to suspend all the major capital expenditures, capital expenses, and that are really deemed discretionary. And council supported that and approved the cost-cutting measures part of their fiscal responsibility. It was really a simple decision for us to make. I think it's something that we're well positioned to do.
What do you tell residents who maybe are done with the social distancing or physical distancing, as it's called, and want to get out, be with people, and start getting, you know, they're starting to get stir crazy. They're starting to get maybe some cabin fever involved.
Well, you know, Dennis, I can't say it enough, and I think it's been said over and over, but we're all in this together. I mean, we're all experiencing exactly what everybody's experiencing. We're all tired of being cooped up, and if we want our normal lifestyle to come back, I think we must do our part. We really have to do what it's going to take to get us through this. And I understand that the winter is long. I mean, you just have to look at the dumping we just received. I think everybody's pretty much fed up with winter. I think we have to do it and keep doing what we're doing. I understand that people are feeling the stress, and we just have to stick to the guidelines. And we've been doing a good job up until now. So it's not time to give up. It's not time to quit. I encourage the residents to call FaceTime friends, family, and loved ones to keep in touch. You know, it really can reduce the cabin fever. Do some exercise at home. These measures can help. And if anyone knows of someone needing help, call Town Hall. So we can try to find help or put them in touch with the volunteers, the many volunteers that are lending a helping hand out there. And that's really all we can do. And I think if we continue to do this, we will succeed. I think we're showing promise. The municipality is doing well. I think we just have to keep doing what we're doing. We'll see results.